奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上要从窥探应许地来学习专心跟从神。
Tonight we will learn about how to follow God wholeheartedly by spying on the promised land.
就是要根据我们的读经进度来谈谈我们都很熟悉的以色列百姓旷野路程的一段事迹。
And this is according to a Bible reading schedule about an event that we are very familiar with that the Israelites went through.
那是在民数记第十三章、十四章里面啊。
And it's recorded in Numbers chapter 13 and 14.
这是记载以色列百姓到了迦南地的门口，他们派了十二个探子去探这个迦南地之后所发生的事情。
And this records an event that happened right before the Israelites went into the land of Canaan when they sent spies.
这个事情我们这件事迹我们可能在聚会的时候都听过很多次了。
And maybe we have heard this event numerous times during services.
我们如果在读圣经，我们已经读过很多次有关于这一件事情的来龙去脉以及它的结果。
And I'm sure we've read about this event many times in our own Bible reading about how it happened and the result.
这个窥探迦南地的事情可以说是以色列百姓他们整个旷野旅程的转捩点。
And this event of spying on the land of Canaan can be a turning point in the journey for the Israelites.
从这个事情之后，他们就在旷野里面绕行，要付出他们没有专心跟从神的代价。
And after this event, they had to wander in the wilderness because this was the price they had to pay for not following God wholeheartedly.
那但是在这一个事情里面，又有两个人是留下一个非常美好的榜样，让我们知道什么叫做专心跟从神。
But out of this event came two people who left a very good example for us of what it means to follow God wholeheartedly.
那我们现在从这个历史事件里面去思想一些问题，然后来效法他们这两个人所留下的美好的榜样，让我们也可以真的一心跟从主耶稣到底。
So from this historical event, let us think about a couple of questions, and also let us think about how we can take after the example set by these two people.
我们请看民数记十三章第一节。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 13, verse 1.
神晓谕摩西说：“你要打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派要打发一个人，都要做首领的。”
Chapter 13, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders."
那为什么突然之间神会跟摩西讲这句话？
And so why did God say this to Moses all of a sudden?
那不是，其实不是神主动要这样做的。
And God was proactive on his end in doing this.
因为神带领百姓离开埃及的时候，也没有先派几个人说，哎，你们先从埃及到旷野里面去走走看，然后到旷野，到那个迦南地去看看，你们要不要去，那我们再来决定要不要走。
And so when God was leading the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, he didn't say that you should send some people over first to see if you can walk in the desert or to see if you even like the land of Canaan.
那因为这块土地是圣经特别第二节说是神赐给以色列人的迦南地。
Because this land, as recorded in verse 2, was the land that God was going to give to the Israelites.
这个叫做应许的。
And this is the promise.
是 当初神应许给亚伯拉罕的。
And this is the promise that God at that time had given to Abraham.
我们的这位神是一个守约施慈爱的，他是信实的神。
We know that God is faithful and that he will keep to his promise.
所以他当初既然跟亚伯拉罕讲了，他现在就要完成他所讲的话，他就要把这块土地赐给以色列人。
And because he has spoken these words to Abraham, now he was going to fulfill what he had said to give this land to the Israelites.
那所以这个叫做应许地。
So this is the promised land.
既然是应许，就是神给的，人就是凭着信心去领受的。
And because of this is the promised land, it is given by God, and so man should receive it by faith.
不管好不好，都要去。
Whether it is good or bad, we have to go.
但是况且神所赐给百姓的，绝对不会是不好的。
But God would not give to the Israelites, his people, something that is bad.
因为这位神是慈爱的神。
Because this is a loving God.
是有恩典。
He is full of grace.
他是会把他最好的给他的百姓的人。
And he will give the best to his people.
所以神所应许的土地绝对不会是那个恶土，就是说不好的地方。
And so the promised land that God is to give to his people will not be bad land.
那所以现在百姓其实是因为没有信心，所以他们才 想要说先派个人去看看吧。
But because the Israelites lacked faith, that is why they wanted to send spies over to look at the land first.
这个原因呢，是在《申命记》第一章里面所留下来的。
And the reason is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们现在看《申命记》第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
第一章我们看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
申命记一章二十二节说：“你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去。”为我们窥探那地，叫我们上去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。
Verse 22, then all of you came to me and said, Let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us and bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to.
二十三节说，我这话我以为美啊，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一人。
23, the idea seemed good to me, so I selected 12 of you, one man from each tribe.
然后二十四节，于是他们就起身上山地去，到以实各谷窥探那地。
24, they left and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and explored it.
你看，如果看第二十二节，你就会发现说，他们当初是要求摩西说，先派一些探子去窥探那地。那我们知道说，我们进去以后要怎么走，要怎么那个到底是怎么样一块土地，这么值得我们羡慕的地方。
And so at that time, they had requested to Moses to send out spies first so they can see the route that they were to take and the lay of the land.
他们本来是想说，我们现在先进去了解一下，然后现在就知道说我们进去应该是要走何道，进何城，就是说里面的城是怎么样的城，我们怎么去住，也就是说他们准备以后想很远了，以后要做什么。
And so they wanted to go first to understand the land so they know what the roots are like and how the towns are like, so they were thinking way ahead.
那所以摩西就说，我以这话为美，他就好了，就派他们十二个人去了。
And so Moses thought that this seemed good to him, so he selected men and sent them out.
那这十二这些十二个人，其实后面我们在民数记就看到是每一个支派的首领。
And so from numbers, you can see that these 12 people were the leaders of each tribe.
好，结果他们现在真的是派人去窥探了，回来报告了。
And they had sent out the spies, and when the spies came back, they brought a report.
那这一群百姓，以色列人，竟然是神用大能的手从埃及领出来的。
And God has saved the Israelites with his mighty hand out of the land of Egypt.
他们本来是神所爱的人。
They were a people that God loved.
可是等到他们派了探子去窥探回来以后，他们现在在神眼中，神给他们的评语是不一样的。
But they were different now in the eyes of God after they had sent out spies and the spies had reported.
他们听到这些报告以后，他们有不一样的想法。
And after they had listened to the report, then they had a different understanding.
我们现在看民数记十四章的第二十二节。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 14, verse 22.
神对这群百姓，他的描述是说，这些人看见我的荣耀和我在埃及和旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。
Verse 22, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times.
好，二十三节说，他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地。凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。
23, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it.
24节说，唯独我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
24, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
我们看到说，这个窥探迦南地回来的报告，影响百姓有一个很重大的影响，就是有一个很深远、截然不同的结果。
And so we can see that the report that the spies gave after they came back had a great impact on the people.
是当初他们所意想不到的。
And it was something that they couldn't even think about it.
他们本来是想说计划以后进去的时候走哪一条路，要去住在哪一个城的。
They had planned to go in to see what town they would live in or what route they would take.
结果最后，他们现在是不能进去了。
But now they can no longer enter.
那这些百姓又成为神眼中，他们是看见神荣耀，又看过神的神迹，却仍然不听神话的人。
And these people, they had seen the glory and the miraculous signs of God, and yet they still disobeyed God.
那这个转变就是这个派去的十二个探子回来所报告的结果的产物。
And this is the turning point and the result of the report that the spies gave.
但是同时也让我们看到这个加勒他所留下一个另外跟从神的心智。
But we can see that Caleb had a different spirit to follow God.
那让我们知道说什么叫做专心跟从神。
And it allows us to see what it means to follow God wholeheartedly.
所以我们首先来想想这整个事情，我们如果我们都读过这两章圣经以后。
And so let us think that if we have read these two chapters.
十三章的第二节是说这些派去的十二个人，每一个支派的代表都是做首领的。
And so in chapter 13 verse 2 it said that each of the men sent out, they were the leaders of their tribe.
但这十个首领他们可能应该都是很有能力的，很有勇气的，也可能，也是对百姓很有影响力的人。
And so these ten spies, they probably had a lot of impact on the people. They were leaders, of the people.
也就是说，他们会被选出来做带头的人，表示他们应该是，得到众人的肯定的人。
And so because they were leaders, that means that they were approved by the people and very influential.
那个这第十三章讲的这十二个支派的这些族长哦，跟第一章跟第七章写的族长的名字不一样。
And so the names of these tribe leaders recorded in chapter 13 are different from those recorded in chapter 7.
哦，他们要数点百姓的时候，神也告诉摩西说，去找那个各支派的一些族长来帮忙你数点百姓。
And so when they were taking a census of the number of people, they had God had instructed Moses to find leaders of each tribe to help him.
那这些族长，这数点百姓这些族长就成为后来他们在旷野行进的时候每一个支派带头那个人。
And these leaders later on led each tribe through the desert.
那也是后来在献祭坛的时候代表每一个支派出来献礼物给神的那个人。
And they also offered on behalf of their tribe to God.
但是第十三章的这个派出去的探子就不一样哦。
But the spies that were sent out in chapter 13, they're different.
看起来这个可能是因为他们现在出去要窥探迦南地，要有勇气，要身强力壮的人。
Because maybe the people they needed to send out were people who are courageous and strong.
但也是应该是各支派的百姓，这些会众都愿意相信他们所讲的，也就是说，他们要相信他们的眼光，这些派出去人的眼光。
But these people, the rest of their tribe had to trust in what they were saying.
哦，所以这个叫做代表。
And they were a representative.
这是为什么？今天我们在开会的时候，教会要选派代表出去，就是代表整个教会。
And so that is why when we have meetings, our church sends out delegates or representatives.
比如说要讨论一个提案。那我们整个教会派出去的代表一定要有同样的看法，所以我们的那个所做出的那个投票结果应该是有一致的。
And so when there's a proposal, the representative that our church sends out has to think on the same terms as the rest of the church, so they can vote for the church.
所以代表就是被整个教会赋予这个使命去完成工作的人。
And so the representative has been entrusted by the rest of the people to carry out this task.
但是我们看，我们从这十三章看出来呢，这十二个族长啊，其中有十个，他们却不是那个有信心的人。
But out of these leaders, we can see that 10 of them lack faith.
只有加勒跟耶稣亚，他们是真的对神有信心。
Only Caleb and Joshua truly had faith in God.
也就是说，这个领导人不见得被选出来代表，不见得是对神有信心的。
That is to say that the leaders that are elected, they don't necessarily have faith in God.
就当时候这个窥探迦南地这个十二个人的这个现象啊。
And that was the situation at the time.
所以其实我们从这里看到说，真的要做一个带头人，应该是最重要是要有对神有信心。
And so here we can see that to be a leader, the most important thing is to have faith in God.
因为有信心跟没有信心，他对事情的看法眼光截然不同。
Because the perspective you have when you have faith or you lack faith is totally different.
所以我们看现在看第十三章的第十三章的第三十节。
Let us look at chapter 13, verse 30.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地，啊，我们诸能得胜。”
Verse 30. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it."
三十一节说：“但那些与他同去的人说，我们不能够上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。”
Verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are."
好。那第三十二节说，探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说，我们所窥探经过之地的是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都是身量高大的。
Verse 32, and they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size.
好，我们看第十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
当下全会众大声喧哗，那夜百姓都哭嚎。
That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud.
好，这个就我们要看到说，这个报告回来一讲以后，这个他们所讲出来的话对整个会众有非常深远的影响。
So we can see that after they gave the report, they had such a great influence on the people.
他们有十个人是说，哦，我们不能够上去。
There are 10 people who said that we cannot go up.
因为那里的民比我们强壮。
Because the people there are stronger than we are.
那里住的人是那个，我们所经过之地是吞吃居民之地啊。
The land that we went through, devours those living in it.
也就是说，他们当时候回来报告，觉得说这个土地很可怕。
And so they thought that this land was very frightful.
很可怕，是因为里面所住的人。
Because of the people living in it.
土地本身是很好，所以他们第十三章的第二十七节是说，那个地方果然是牛奶与蜜之地。
But the land itself is good because in chapter 13, verse 27, it says the land it does flow with milk and honey.
可是那里的人却很高，身量高大，是吞吃居民的人。
But the people there are great in size and they devour those living in it.
如果我们进去，我们就被吞吃了。
If we go in, then we will be devoured.
那这个表示说，他们当时候对神所给他们的这个应许的这一个土地没有信心。
That is to say that they lack faith in the promised land that God was to give them.
因为第二十七节，他们跟摩西报告他们所经过那地是什么地呢
？Because in verse 27, what kind of report did they give Moses about the land?
我们到了你所打发我们去的那地啊。
They said that we went into the land to which you sent us.
啊，这个土地应该是神。要摩西派人去的时候跟他们讲的，你打发他们去探我所赐给以色列人的那个迦南地。
And at the time when Moses went, it was to send them to the land that God was going to give to the Israelites.
也就是说，通常这一块迦南地在民数记里面的描述都是神应许给他的百姓的应许地，迦南美地。
And so the recording canon in the book of Numbers always refers to it as the land that God had promised and was going to give to the Israelites.
但是现在他们是说是你打发我们去那块土地的。
But now the Israelites are saying that you were the one who sent us into this land.
也就是说把这个神的应许这个重点把它拿走了。
And so they took away the emphasis or the main point of this being the promised land.
所以这个土地就变成好像是摩西派我们去看一看这一块土地，就是变成我们是负责一个这个任务而已啊。
And so it seemed like they were just on a mission to look out at a land that Moses had sent them to.
对神的应许没有信心。
And so they lacked the faith and promise that God.
结果他们现在回来所讲的这些话
，And now they had came back to give this report.
就让整个会众就大声喧哗，那夜他们都哭嚎了。
And this led to the people raising their voices and weeping aloud.
我们就看到说这些人的报告对百姓的影响是负面的，非常的深远。
So we can see what a great negative influence the report had on the people.
这是为什么圣经里面在谈到在有关于神国的事情，他所要求的那个重点都是第一要对神有信心的。
And so that is why in the Bible, when it refers to matters regarding the kingdom of God, the first important thing is to have faith.
你看《使徒行传》第六章里面在讲。 使徒要选一些人出来管理饭食的事情，他们的标准是什么？
And when we look in Acts chapter 2 about the requirements of the people that were chosen, what were they?
我们现在看使徒行传六章第三节。
If you look at Acts chapter 6 verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Verse 3, brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom, who will turn this responsibility over to them.
这是使徒他们当时认为说要来服侍神、啊、要做管理的工作的人，应该是要有至少要有这三个条件、啊、
And so there are three requirements that the apostles thought that the men must fulfill to be able to look over the people.
有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And that is that must be filled of the spirit and wisdom and have a good name.
那 这三个重要的这种特质呢，其实都是建立在对神有信心之后所产生的。
And all of these are born after you have faith in God.
所以你看第六章的第五节。
If you look at chapter 6, verse 5.
他现在大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了施提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
现在他先描述这个第一个被选出来的是施提法。
First chosen was Stephen.
然后他是不是说他是大有信心被圣灵充满？
It says that he was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
那让我们看到说，其实在这七个人里面，这个大有信心一定是普遍性的标准。
And so we can see that out of these seven people, this full of faith must be very common.
他们如果没有信心，就没有办法被圣灵充满。
If they lacked faith, then they would not be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果对神没有信心，也很难有好名声。
And if they lack faith in God, then it would be hard for them to have a good name for themselves.
如果没有信心，又如何有智慧充足呢？
And if they didn't have faith, then how would they be full of wisdom?
因为真正的智慧是从敬畏神来的。
Because true wisdom comes from knowledge of the Lord.
所以当一个人有信心的时候，
So when a person has faith,
那他接下来他有很多很多的表现都会跟没有信心的人不一样。
Then he will act in a way that is different from those who lack faith.
那所以其实做带领人最重要的工作就是要对神有信心。
And so to lead others, the most important thing is to have faith.
当时候他们在选这个组长做探子的时候，应该不是从这个方向去考虑。
But maybe they did not consider this when they were choosing their leaders to be spies.
可是后来到新约时代，哎，我们就看到他做法不一样了。
But now in the New Testament, we can see a different way of going about this.
今天我们在看这个历史，我们知道什么就是最重要的条件。
In looking at this history, we know what is the greatest requirement.
我们这是为什么我们要时常不断的追求对神有信心。
And that is why we must constantly pursue to have faith in God.
当有这个信心做基础之后，我们才有办法真的做带领的工作。
When we have faith as a foundation, that is when we can truly lead others.
你看，从小到大，从小的单元到大的团体都一样。
From a small group of people or to a large group of people.
你看，从最开始的婚姻，两个人开始。
From marriage that starts with just two people.
如果做丈夫的有信心。
If your spouse has faith.
那真的能够做头，那他的妻子就跟随。
And the husband is able to be the head, then the wife will be able to follow.
如果在家庭里面，这个做家长的真的能够负起带头的工作，能够有信心。
If the parent as the head of the as the head can have faith,
那他的家庭、他的走向、他在做每件事情都不一样。
Then the family and the direction of the family in any matter that they do will be different.
我们在教会里面做中高教会老师。
As RE teachers in the church,
如果我们真的是对神有信心的人
，If we truly have faith in God,
我们在教导学员，我们在给他们做榜样的时候，我们的做法都不一样。
Then the way we teach our students and the example we set a difference.
一直到整个教会
，and to the whole church.
我们今天我们在当负责人的，如果我们对神有信心
，for our church council members, if we have faith in God.
我们在做很多计划的时候，我们一定从神会带领、神会帮助的角度去计划。
Then a lot of our planning comes from knowing that God will guide us and direct us.
虽然可能在表面上，在从人间的角度来看，很多困难会阻碍我们。
Maybe on the surface, from man's perspective, we have many obstacles.
但是有信心就可以克服。
But if we have faith, then we can overcome.
所以我们说信心让我们得胜。
So that is why we say faith is the victory.
哦，所以这个做带头的信心 非常关键。
So it is very, it's a key point for the leaders of faith.
他所讲出来的话也是对其他的百姓有很深远的影响。
And the words they speak will have a great influence on the people.
那第二点，我们从民数记十三章里面看到。
The second point we can see from Numbers chapter 13.
在这十二个探子回来报告的时候，你看十个站一边，两个另外两个人站一边。
We can see that when they came back to give their report, there were 10 on one side and 2 on the other.
看起来当时候的百姓啊，整个会众，他们是听那个多数人的意见。
And it seemed at the time that the people were listening to the majority.
因为你现在这个是十比二，这个比例很悬殊啊。
Because 10 versus 2.
十个都说这个地方好可怕，不要去。
Ten people said this place is fearful. We should not go.
只有两个坚持说，现在立刻上去，我们足能得胜。
But only two people said that we should go right now because we will be victorious.
看起来当时的整个会众，整个心都倾向这十个人的看法。
It seemed like at that time the people they had directed their attention to the majority.
当时他们如果投票
，if they had voted that time,
他那个肯定不会过，就是要不要进去？如果用一个选择去还是不去？所以大部分的选票应该是不去。
If they had the vote of whether or not to go, I believe that the majority would say do not go.
但是从这里我们就看到，这个所谓的民主，所谓多数的意见，不见得代表符合神的旨意。
But here we can see that the majority, does not necessarily, is not necessarily according to the will of God.
所以今天对我们在这个社会做事的原则来说，我们要很小心。
So we must have, And when we are doing things in this world, we must be very careful with the principle that.
有时候我们非常非常依赖所谓的投票，所谓众民意的基础。
Sometimes we are very reliant on the majority vote.
但是民意的基础跟神的旨意可能不一样。
But the majority vote may be very different from the will of God.
我们所要寻求的应该是神的旨意，而不是多数人的意见。
So we must pursue the will of God rather than the opinions of the majority of people.
哦，因为我们在读以赛亚书的时候。我们都读过以赛亚书五十五章，他说神的意念高过人的意见。
Because when we read Isaiah chapter 55, we know that the thoughts of God are higher than the thoughts of man.
神的道路高过人的道路。
And His way is higher than the way of man.
所以最重要的是神怎么看，而不是多数人的意见怎么样。
So the most important thing is how God looks at it, not what the majority of people look on it.
只要是合乎神的旨意，即使少数，其实我们要非常慎重的去考虑。
Even though It might be the minority. If it is according to the will of God, then we must consider this.
那另外一点，在这个十二个探子的报告里面
，Another point in the report of the 10 spies.
我们看到这个每一个探子都是那他们支派所推选出来的人哦。
We know that each of the spies they were representative of their own tribe.
可是当时候。这个十个这个代表这至少这十个探子他们对他们自己所表达出来意见他们可能没有经过深思熟虑
But maybe they did not really think about what they were going to report and filter before they did
也许他也没有想到说有这么强大的影响力、啊、
Maybe they didn't think they had such a great influence
他们所讲的话不是只有影响他们自己那个支派的人
The words they spoke not only influenced their own tribe
你看那个现在十二个支派，对不对
？Now there are 12 tribes.
现在，约书亚是代表，约书亚应该代表以法莲支派的。
And we know that Joshua probably represented the tribe of Ephraim.
加勒应该是代表犹大支派的。
And Caleb represented the tribe of Judah.
可是加勒跟约书亚他们讲说要上去攻打的时候。
But when Caleb and Joshua said that they were going to go and take over the land,
我们就看到说，哎，其实那个犹大支派跟以法莲支派没有说，我们现在就听我们这个代表的话，我们去吧。
We can see that the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Ephraim did not say that we would listen to a representative,
没有啊、
and we will go. No.
就这个代表他们这两个这个族长说可以去，但是他们的自己支派人也觉得说不敢，不要去。
The two tribe leaders said that they could go, but their own tribe did not. Did not want to go.
那反过来，现在其他的支派都讲的话，哎，现在所有人都听了。
But rather the words spoken by the other tribe leaders, everyone else listened to.
那看起来说一个人，你看，如果我们现在在说的事情，做的结果，如果不是从信心去考量所说出来的。
And so we can see that if we speak without regarding faith.
如果是为了要体贴人的软弱所讲出来的话，有时候会很吸引人。
If we are speaking with a thought of thinking about the weakness of men, then this is very attractive.
也就是说，哦，他讲的这个话非常的很合理，就是说很贴近百姓他们所想要的。
Because this may seem very reasonable and close to what the people wanted.
但是这些没有信心的话，却对整个群众有很强大的杀伤力。
But these words that lacked faith had actually a very detrimental effect on the people.
那个杀伤力就是让整个会众产生恐惧的心理。
And this effect was that it instilled fear into the hearts of the people.
你看，当一个人如果会害怕恐惧啊
，When someone is fearful.
然后就让我们一个人的信心破产。
It would really be very damaging to their faith.
然后那一个人如果对神没有信心，那信心破产，这个就是魔鬼最喜欢看到的结果。
And this is the result that Satan likes to see when one lacks faith in God.
我们看这，特别是在民数记第十四章啊。
Especially according to Numbers chapter 14.
本来这些百姓哦，他们都是在描述他们是神的会众，是。以色列是亚伯兰的后裔，神的选民。
And so it says that the people, they are the chosen people, they are the descendants of Abraham.
可是当他们对神失落信心以后
，But after they had lost faith in God,
现在神怎么来看他们呢
？How did God look upon them?
第十四章的第二十七节说
，Chapter 14, verse 27 says,
这个恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？
It says, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me?"
以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。
I've heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites.
现在这些会众变成恶会众了。
So now they have become the wicked community.
我们如果再看第三十五节。
If you look at verse 35.
我主神说过，我总要这样待这一切聚集敌我的恶会众，他们必死在这旷野，消灭在这里死亡。
35, I the Lord have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die.
这里都在强调这些会众变成恶会众。
And here it says that this community, they are wicked.
他们变成恶会众是因为他们基于胆怯的心所表现出来的结果。
They became wicked because of their action they took.After having a fearful heart,
他们害怕到什么程度
？To what extent were they fearful？
他们害怕到现在，约书亚跟加勒他们，你看，看到百姓这样子失望恐惧，他撕裂衣服跳进去说了，他们都没有一点都没有感觉了。
They were fearful to the extent that even though Joshua and Caleb had tore their clothes to speak, they did not have any feeling towards this.
加勒后来他们再次跟他强调说那个土地是极美之地。
And Caleb once again emphasized that this land was a wonderful land.
我们现在看十四章的第七节。
If you look at chapter 14, verse 17.
他们对以色列全会众说我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地、啊。是第七节。
Oh, verse 7. And said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through,And explored it is exceedingly good.
哇，是极美的。你看他这里强调那个，他用词的描述哦，是也就是说你在其他地方没有办法找到像这样子的。
And so the words that he used to describe it exceedingly good means that they could not find a land that compares anywhere else.
第八节说，神若喜悦我们，他就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
Verse 8, if the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us.
所以你看他现在耶稣亚跟加勒他们所做出来的劝勉是非常有力的。
And so we see the encouragement of Joshua and Caleb was actually very powerful.
可是这个整个会众他们之前听的这些其他十个人的报告之后，他整个心都被恐惧占满了。
But the Israelites, their hearts were filled with fear after they listened to the report of the 10 spies.
这个时候，他那什么话欠勉的话听不下去。
At this time, they could not receive any other words of encouragement.
所以他们就变得非常的顽梗悖逆，他们的表现跟他们之前都不一样了。
And so their actions were totally different from before.
你看，他现在听到约书亚他们这样讲以后
，So after they heard this from Joshua,
他是第十节是说全会众就要拿石头打死他们二人。
Verse 10, but the whole assembly talked about stoning them.
也就是说，他们要把耶稣亚跟加拉这两个人的声音把它消灭，就是你不要再讲了。
Because they wanted to diminish, Caleb and Joshua to stop them from talking.
就是有这样一个他们有这个动作，有这样的一个想法之后，你看神对他们的说法就是你们这是恶会众。
And because of this, because they had these thoughts and actions, that is why God referred to them as the wicked community.
我们就看到说，你看现在整个会众，如果是因为没有信心，听到没有信心的话之后，产生恐惧以后，他们整个那个表现就已经变成反常，跟原来应该有的都不一样。
And we can see that what they should have acted before was completely different once they heard these words that lack faith and fear was instilled in their hearts.
那我们也可以说这样一个现象，这个就是魔鬼最喜欢看到的。
And we can see that this is a situation that Satan likes to see.
所以我们要很注意，今天我们在神面前所存的是一个什么样的心。
So we must be very vigilant in knowing what kind of heart we have in front of God.
我们现在所存的是一个胆怯的心呢，还是刚强壮胆的心？
Do we have a heart that is fearful, or do we have a strong and courageous heart?
因为圣经说，当我们遇到事情，如果我们是胆怯，我们的力量就微小。
Because the Bible records that if we encounter a situation and we are fearful, then our strength is very weak.
但是反过来，如果我们对神有信心，
but if we have faith in God,
我们知道只要我们能够得到神的喜悦，我们一定可以克服困难。
As long as we find favor in the eyes of God, then we will be able to overcome our difficulties.
那这样子，我们整个心，我们整个对事情的看法完全不一样。
And then our heart and the way we view a situation will be completely different.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第六节，我们从第六节开始看。
Verse 6.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Verse 6. For this reason I mind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的。
God did not give us a spirit of timidity.
神赐给我们的是刚强、忍耐、谨守的心。
But a spirit of power, of love, and discipline.
但是，当有时候，我们人很容易受外界影响。
But man, we are very easily influenced by environment.
特别是我们听到一些哇，你看人性的软弱就是哈，不容易生发信心，但是很容易失落信心。
The weakness of man is that it is hard for us to muster up a lot of faith, but it's very easy for us to lose faith.
这是为什么有时候学好很难，要很久，但是学会很快。
That is why it's very easy for us to learn how to do bad things, but very hard for us sometimes to learn how to do good things.
你看，你要爬山哦，要登往上爬哦，要爬很久，但是你要下山很一下子就下来了，很快。
When you're climbing a mountain, it takes a long time to climb up, but it's very quick for you to come down.
所以一个人要失落信心很容易哦。
So it's very easy for someone to lose faith.
但是要建立信心却不容易。
But it is very hard for someone to establish their faith.
那表示说，当一个人如果胆怯以后，那个信心很容易就失落。
And so when one is fearful, then it's very easy for them to lose their faith.
我们今天一定要很小心，在我们心里面，我们向神所存的是胆怯的心呢，还是刚强仁爱谨守的心？
Today we must be very careful to know whether the spirit we have is one of timidity or one of power.
我们现在再看回来民数记第十四章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 14.
现在百姓他们现在失落信心了。
Now the people have lost their faith.
那神就发怒。
And God was angry.
因为他们现在会众要拿石头打死加勒跟耶稣亚。
Because they wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua.
那神就第十一节跟摩西说，这个百姓藐视我要几时呢？我在他们中间行的这一切的神迹，他们还不信我要几时呢？
Verse 11, the Lord said to Moses, How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me?
十二节说，我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们
Verse 12, I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they.
在这里，你看神的怒气发作之后，他们本来是死定的。
And we see here that because of the anger of God, they were to die.
但是第十三节开始就讲摩西为百姓祷告祈求。
But on verse 13 onwards, you see how Moses pleaded on behalf of the people.
摩西他是基于他是基于这些外邦人会来耻笑神，为了神的荣耀，他跟神祈求。
And he pleaded because he said that the Gentiles they would laugh at the people of God.
也就是说，神的这个做法，对当时候埃及人这些外邦人，他们不了解这个整来龙去脉，他们一定会把神讲得很难听。
Because the Gentiles at that time they did not understand the situation, so if they were to hear about it, they would not speak good things about God.
那所以呢，现在摩西为百姓祷告，祈求神赦免。
And so here Moses prayed on behalf of the people and asked God to forgive them.
那这里就看到说，一个真正的带领人，一个真正的领导者，他是可以为百姓的错误祷告祈求的人。
We can see that a true leader is someone who can pray on behalf of the people, for their sins.
摩西他在这个民数记里面留下这个带导的榜样非常很多次了。
We can see that Moses set a good example of interceding for others.
这是为什么？圣经里面讲摩西他是站在破口的人。
And that is why the Bible records that Moses stood at the breach.
如果没有摩西站在这个破口，那个百姓不知道死几次了。
If Moses did not stand at the breach, we don't know how many times the Israelites could have died.
诗篇一百零六篇。
If we turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
我们现在请看第二十三节。
Verse
23。第二十三节，所以我说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Verse 23, so he said he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them.
这个就是摩西站在破口为百姓祷告，所以他们的性命经过一次一次的危机都被保留了。
And so this is how the Israelites they were able to still sustain their lives after time because Moses has stood at the breach to intercede on their behalf.
这也留给我们一个佐证，就是为什么摩西叫做谦卑胜过世上众人的人。
And that is why Moses was more humble than anyone else.
摩西也是他在跟神，他能够跟神面对面。领受神信息的人。
And that is why he was able to receive the message from God face to face.
所以真正的有信心、忠心的领导人，他一定是为不断的为百姓的错误祈求神赦免的人。
So a faithful leader is someone who will intercede on the behalf of on behalf of the people.
所以我们今天每一个做带头的人，我们一定要有这样一个心智。
And so for all of us who are leaders, we must have this determination.
我们在家庭做家长的，我们要不断的为我们的儿女、我们的家人祷告。
As parents, we must continue to pray for our children.
我们在教会里面做负责人的，我们一定要不断的为我们的每一个信徒提名代祷。
As council members, we must continue to pray for all the members in the church.
那这样子，我们在神面前就真的一个是值得神托付使命的领导人。
Then before God, we are truly someone who is worthy to carry this commission.
摩西对百姓所做的祷告并没有受亏损。
And this prayer that God, that Moses made for the people was not in vain.
虽然有时候，神还是击杀他们呢。
Even though sometimes God had punished them.
那不是摩西祷告没有功效。
It is not because the prayer of Moses was not effective.
而是神基于他的公义原则以及他所要给留给百姓的一个教训，神一定要这样做。
But because God must punish them because he is just.
那我们从民数记第十四章，我们后来看到一个结果。
We can see it and result in Numbers chapter 14.
因着这个摩西的带导，神原谅了当时候百姓一时的软弱。
Because of the prayer of Moses, God forgave the weakness of the people.
可是神
at that moment in time.
可是神仍然要审判那些让百姓失落信心的这些探子、这些族长。
But God was to punish the spies that had led the Israelites to lose their faith.
所以，应该我们每一个人所做的事情，神都要审问。
And so everything that we do, God will question us.
我们要为我们所做出的事情付出代价。
We must pay a price for everything we do.
所以我们看第十民数记十四章。
So we look at Numbers chapter 14.
你看第二十节说，神说，我照你的话赦免他们了。
20, the Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked.
21节
21,
我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
21, nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth.
什么叫做被神的荣耀充满？
What does it mean to be filled with the glory of God?
神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
God has mercy and grace.
所以现在这个土地，百姓没有信心去领受。
Because of this land, the Israelites lack the faith to receive it.
但是这一块土地还是一样神所应许的迦南美地。
But this is still the land that God promised.
这一块极美之地，神要赐给那有信心的人。
And God will give this land to those who have faith.
那在这里，他们要见证神的荣耀。
And here they will testify to the glory of God.
所以你看他们后来进到迦南地区，你真的看到这个是神的荣耀。
And so when they entered the land of Canaan, eventually you can see the glory of God.
然后现在百姓的罪神赦免。
And here now God has forgiven the sins of the people.
可是这十个探子呢？
But how about these 10 spies?
我们现在看跳过去看第36节。
If we look at verse 36.
36节，摩西所打发窥探那地的人回来，报那地的恶信，叫全会众和摩西，叫全会众向摩西发怨言。这些报恶信的人都遭瘟疫，死在神面前。
Verse 36, so the men Moses had sent to explore the land to return to make the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. 37, these men responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord.
这些报恶信的人，你看这十个都死了。
So these 10 who gave a bad report, they all died.
他们是死在神面前的。
And they would die before the Lord.
因为他们讲了这一团话，让整个百姓的心都消化了。
Because they had let the people lose their faith with the words they had spoken.
神赦免了这些百姓，但是神处罚了这些探子。
God had forgiven the people, but he punished the spies.
我们就看到说，我们每一个人要为我们的行为付出代价。
We can see that all of us must pay for our actions.
我们一定要很小心。
So we must be very careful.
当时候神原谅了这些发怨言的百姓啊。
But when God forgave these Israelites who had grumbled against him,
至少他们当时候都活下来了，没有被瘟疫击杀。
At the time their lives were preserved, they were not affected by this plague.
可是他们接下来留给他们的后代，以后要在旷野流浪的一个后果。
But they left the end results that their descendants were to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以我们有时候我们做家长的，我们做年长的人，我们要小心。
So for elders and also parents,
有时候我们犯错。
We must be very careful. Sometimes we may do something wrong.
我们会为我们的子孙留下一个，他们其实可以不用去背负的一个重担。
We will leave a burden for our descendants that they did not need to bear.
我们如果是真的爱我们的儿女，
If we truly love our children,
我们一定会非常谨慎我们在神面前的作为。
We will be very careful of how we do before the Lord.
这样的谨慎比我们去拼命赚钱，给我们儿女留下很多产业更重要，更有意义。
This is more meaningful and more important than all the money that we can make to leave to our children.
今天有时候我们会觉得说，我们做父母亲的拼命赚钱，我们留给儿女几栋房子。
Sometimes as parents, we may think that we must earn a lot of money so we can leave houses behind for our children.
但这些终究会归于虚空。
But this is very vain.
有时候不但没有好处，而且还留给他们很多很多，哦，他们以后一生要背负的重担。
Because sometimes not only does this not benefit them, but brings a lot of burden for them too.
我们现在看第三十二节。
We look at verse 32.
至于你们的尸首必倒在这旷野。
Verse 32, but you, your bodies will fall in this desert.
33节说，你们的儿女必在旷野漂流40年，担当你们的淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。
33, your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your body lies in the desert.
当时候那个20岁以上那一辈人，他们留给他们的儿女后代一个，他们就是说一个没有盼望，一个非常可怜的一个40年。
And so for those 20 years and above at the time, they left for their descendants a life that was very hopeless.
他们的作为让儿女受苦了。
Because of their actions, their children had to suffer.
这不是神不公义的。
This is not to say that God is unjust.
因为神要借这个机会来实现他的审判。
Because God wanted to use this to show his justice.
神的这个审判让他们在旷野40年是神的慈爱，也是神的公义。
And so for them to wander in the desert for 40 years, this is the justice and also mercy of God.
也是神要训练这整群的百姓成为有信心的人的一个作为。
And this is a way that God was to train the group of people to have faith in God.
但是其实如果他们当初能够有对神有信心，他整个事情就完全不一样了，结果完全不同。
But if at the time they had faith in God, then the whole end result would be different.
哦，所以我们今天要很小心。
So for us today, we must be very careful.
今天我们有儿女的人，我们做父母的，我们一定要小心我们的作为可能会影响我们的下一代。
As parents with children, we must be very careful because our actions might affect our descendants.
那个差别就在于我们对神有没有信心。
And the difference is whether or not we have faith in God.
我们会不会对神发怨言？
If we grumble against God.
因为当发怨言的时候，我们的下一代，我们的孩子会受影响。
Because if we grumble against God, then our next generation they will be affected.
我们岂能不慎呢？我们岂可以不谨慎呢？
How can we not be very careful about this?
那从第十四章里面又看到，当错误铸酿成以后，就没有办法再改过来了。
And so from chapter 14, we see that once the wrong has been done, there is no turning back.
也就是说，水泼出去就收不回来。
It's to say that once you throw out water, you cannot bring it back.
话讲出去的就收不回来了。
When you speak words, you cannot bring it back.
我们从第十四章里面看到，百姓哦，他们现在犯错以后啊，他们现在试着要把它 turn around， 就是把它再把它改过来。
And so we see that Israelites, when they had done something wrong, they wanted to turn it around.
他们当然当接受了这个听到了神这个审判以后，
But once they had heard about the punishment of God,
他们现在想过啊，后悔了。
They now regret it.
看第三十九节。
Verse 49.
三十九节。
39.
摩西将这些话告诉以色列众人，他们就甚悲哀啊。
39. When Moses reported this to all the Israelites, they mourned bitterly.
四十节，清早起来就上山顶去说，我们在这里，我们有罪了，情愿上神所应许的地方去了。
40. Early the next morning, they went up towards the high hill country. We have sinned, they said. We will go up to the place the Lord promised.
41节，摩西说：“你们为何违背神的命令呢？这是不能顺利的。”
41. But Moses said, "Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed."
42. 不要上去，因为神不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。
42. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies.
好，第四跳过去看44节。
44.
他们却善赶上山顶去，然而神的约柜和摩西没有出发，没有出营。
44. Nevertheless, in their presumption, they went up towards the high hill country, though neither Moses nor the ark of the Lord's covenant moved from the camp.
45节，于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们，把他们杀退了，直到何尔玛。
45. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in the hill country came down and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Horma.
这一件事情，这个是第一次，那个百姓他们跟敌人打仗的时候被打败。
This is the first time when the Israelites were in battle with the enemy that they were defeated.
而且被打败得很惨。
And they were defeated very badly.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们知道了神的处罚之后，他们说啊，我后悔了，我们要上去的，我们要去得那应许之地的。
Because once they found out about the punishment of God, they regretted their prior decision and they wanted to go up to take the land.
神已经审判好了。
But God had already made his.
他们现在试着要去改变。
God had already made his decision.
后悔，他们想要上去打。
They regretted it and they wanted to go up.
反过来，再一次的得罪神，不听神的命令。
But once again, they sinned against God and went against God's command.
所以摩西说不要去，因为神不跟你们同在了。
So Moses said, "Do not go because God is not with you."
哦，你们一定会被杀败的。
You will be defeated.
还是不听，执意上去。
But they did not listen. They went up.
最后真的被杀败下来。
And it was true that later on they were defeated down.
真的是被打到这个地方，后来叫取名叫做何尔玛。
All the way to Horma.
那就看到说，有时候我们人总是想要去。说后悔是希望能够改变，把它收回来，希望能够神改变心意的。
And so for man, sometimes we regret what we did, and we want to take it back and hope that God will change His mind.
但是当那个时候，一切都太晚了。
But at that time, everything is too late.
而且反过来会让整个事情更糟糕。
And actually, it would lead to a greater destruction.
聪明的做法应该是顺服神，照神的旨意做。
The wise decision would be to submit to God and follow God.
神说。转回去旷野去，再去走，就走吧。
If God says go back to the desert and work for 40 more years, then you go.
神既然已经审判了
，Since God has already made his
那就接受神的审判。
Then you must receive and accept God's judgment.
在这个审判当中，去再一次的祈求神的怜悯。
And in God's judgment, you must ask for God's mercy.
那才叫是有智慧的人。
That is a wise person.
但是百姓在这里所表现是他们不甘愿了，他们想要把它转过去，希望神改变。
But the Israelites, they were so unwilling to accept it that they wanted to change it.
但是没有用。
But this was meaningless.
这件事情其实不是第一次。
This is not the first time.
因为在圣经里面，在希伯来书里面讲了以扫的一个例子。
Because in Hebrews it gives the example of Esau.
我们现在看希伯来书第十二章。
If we turn to Hebrews chapter 12,
以扫的故事我们也很熟的。
We are very familiar with the story.
以扫因为一碗红豆汤把他的长子名分卖掉了。
We know that Esau he sold his birthright because of a bowl of soup.
可是后来哇，他是不甘心了。
And in the end, he was not willing to give it up.
他知道他犯的错误了。
He knew he had done something wrong.
他怎么把这么重要的东西把它卖掉了
？How could he sell something that was so precious?
而且还卖了这么便宜
？For such a cheap price.
不甘愿了。
He was unwilling.
跟神求。
And he pleaded to God.
哭啊闹啊没有用。
But this was also useless.
我们现在看十二章十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 16.
十六节说，恐怕有淫乱的，或有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然哭嚎切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。
Verse 16, see that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights of the oldest son. Afterwards, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could not bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears.
这个就是圣经举的一个例子。
This is an example that the Bible gives.
今天有时候我们犯错以后，我们总会觉得醒悟过来之后觉得很不甘心。
Sometimes after we have awakened after doing something wrong, we might be very unwilling.
但是当不愿意接受神的审判，最后的结果是更惨。
If we are unwilling to accept the judgment of God, then the end result is even worse.
其实哭啊，去闹都没有用的了。
Even if you cry and plead, there is no use.
其实你看百姓他们留下这么一个见解。
And so we can see that from the Israelites.
我们今天读了这个历史事件以后。
After we read this historic event,
我们一定要了解什么叫做要专心跟从神的。
We know what it means to follow God wholeheartedly.
当时候这个加勒耶稣亚
，At the time Caleb and Joshua,
他们因着信心
，Because of faith,
他们现在看到了是不凭眼见，他们是凭信心的。
What they did it was not by sight but by faith.
因为当时候，你看加勒马上跟整个会众说：“我们现在马上上去，我们一定可以得胜。”
Because Caleb had said at the time, "We can go up right now. We will be victorious."
他为什么？他是凭什么讲这句话
？By what did he say these words?
他的根据就是因为。我们若是得到神的喜悦，我们一定可以打败这些巨人。
He did this according to the promise given by God that they will be able to defeat these giants.
如果神与我们同在
，If God is with us,
他就要把我们领进去，是神为我们征战。
Then He will deliver us into the land. He will fight for us.
靠我们，我们当然没有办法。
If we rely on ourselves, then we cannot.
但是如果是神带我们去，什么都可以解决。
But if God guides us there, then we can overcome everything.
所以专心跟从神，就是要凭信心，不凭眼见。
And so to follow God wholeheartedly, this means that we follow by faith and not by sight.
我们最后看哥林多后书。
Let us lastly turn to 2 Corinthians
第五章
，Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians Chapter 5.
第五章，我们现在请看第六节。
Verse six.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内或住在身内便与主相离。第七节，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Verse six. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. Seven. We live by faith, not by sight.
今天我们很多事情都要用信心的眼睛去看它。
Many things you must look at it from the faith, the eyes of faith.
因着我们相信我们所带领我们这位神。
If we believe in the God that guides us.
我们如果立的心志是要得到神的喜悦。
If our determination is to seek the will of God.
那么我们没有一件困难是会把我们击倒的。
Then there is no difficulty that would defeat us.
每一件事情神都要带我们走过。
Everything God will guide us through.
有时候看起来好像哇是不可能的。
Sometimes it may seem possible.
但其实在神没有难成的事。
But there is nothing too hard for God.
所以第九节说。
So in verse 9 it says.
所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立的志向要得到主的喜悦。
Verse 9, so we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
我们如果能够得到主的喜悦,
if we are able to receive the favor of God,
我们一定进入神应许的,
then we will truly enter what is promised by God.
那是天国,
that is the heavenly kingdom.
那就是真正的灵魂的救恩,
and that is the true salvation for our souls.
那要得到神的喜悦,
if we are to be pleasing to God,
真的要能够超越这个世界人的眼光,
then we must transcend the eyes of the world.
跟这个世界有不同的心智, 专心跟从神,
we must have a different spirit than this world and follow God wholeheartedly.
那我们一定能够看到神所应许给我们的是何等的美好,
then we will see that what God has promised us is great.
他为我们准备的真的是我们本来没有想到的,
and what he has prepared for us is beyond our thoughts and understanding.
愿主耶稣带领我们,
may God guide us.
我们都能够一心来跟从他,
that we can all follow him wholeheartedly.
再唱诗,
let's sing him
193首
193.